When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Yes! Hello, hello, hello! Kumusta po kayong lahat? Happy, happy Friday po sa inyong lahat! Especially to our loving, loving bago na, mahal na Amerika at of course sa aming mahal na mga taga-Pilipinas. It's Friday night here in the U.S., especially in New York and New Jersey. It's 10 o'clock p.m. At sa Pilipinas naman, it's 10 a.m. ng Sabado. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Ako, kumusta naman po? Especially sa mga TFC subscribers. Hello po. At sa mga taga-Kumu in FYE channel, Facebook, and YouTube. Yes. Chikas, ikaw naman, go!
And isa pa good morning sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and not Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
Verse!
Ano ba yan? Baka yung ibinigay mo sa akin na tuna sandwich, sumayad sa lalamunan ko. Ano ba ingredients noon?
Eh di mga engineers dun sa mga co-workers ko.
Ay, ang ingredient, mga engineers? Mga yes. Gwapo ba yan?
Oo, madaming gwapo sa MTV.
Ay, ayaw ni direct niyan. Tatapunan tayo ng mga instrumento.
Instrumento, oh my God. Sobrang excited po kami ngayong Friday night. Kung nasan man kayo, umiinom ba kayo Friday night ngayon? So, ano ba? Nasaan ang mga gimmick ngayon sa Pilipinas? Sabado ng umaga, so for sure nagbe-breakfast pa lang sila.
Oo.
Pero dito naman sa New York, nako, malapit na.
Ano yan,
Halloween
mga,
na.
Halloween weekend yan.
Oh my God, ang dami siguro nagpa-party, no?
So, ang daming babae ngayon na nakadamit pampusa.
Oo, parang
at mga
ako,
sexy mag- na yes.
pusa. Oo nga, sana yung guest natin si Donita tsaka si Felson. Diba, hopefully by next ano naman, next Halloween, kasama natin sila, 'di ba? Na tipong maglalakad sa Halloween parade in New York.
Correct.
Excited kami kasi hopefully by Monday kasama natin si Rachel na Rachel Alejandro and some of our friends. We will ano visit the Halloween parade on Monday pero uulan, so let's see what's gonna happen.
Well, diba? Mga communisense dyan.
Yes.
Salamat sa pag-log in. Just enjoy
yes,
your episode
salamat.
For today. And don't forget, if you have gifts to give, just give na give lang.
Na give,
okay?
Na give. Ano, ganyan ba? Ganun ba? Marami pa. May ganyan pa.
Ano yun? Yung ganito. Ano ba yun?
Ano ba yun?
Ewan ko. Ah, diamond! Nakalimutan ko na.
Diamond nga. Oh, kaya
diamond, yate, lechon. Mm-hmm. Lechon, masarap po siya. Kahit virtual.
Yes! So anyways, my God, excited na po kami. Kasi sobrang excited ako. Alam mo, ako, sobrang ano to, mahal na mahal ko tong ating mahal guest natin. Na yun. Mahal nating lahat. Ako, she's a dearest friend. Sobrang, since we had an interview with Donita, what, 2.5 years ago, we became good friends and excited ako kasi, Diyos ko, finally, nahanap na niya ang kanyang, oh my God, Mr. Cupido, di ba? Oh, Mr. Ani pala. Ano ba yun? Ano yung tawag nun? Ginanon siya, nisling, ano?
Pinana siya.
Pinana ni Cupido. Ang para ma-meet niya si almost Mr. Right. Kaya, andi dito kasama natin, di ba? So, sige na, hindi ko na po patatagalin at i-introduce ko na po ang ating special guest for tonight dito po sa US at morning na morning po sa Pilipinas. Ayan! Tonight, we are so excited to finally see our friend Donita Rose again for the third time here in Over a Glass or Two. She has made the strides of transitioning from an actress to a chef and social media personality in the West Coast. And guys, this time she's not alone. She's bringing along her new loving husband, Felsen. Let's find out their love story, how she fallen in love and got hitched by his loving husband. Kumustahin po natin ang buhay-buhay ng bagong kasal at sabay-sabay po tayong pakiligin. Tama ba yun? Pakiligin, right?
Ikaw nagsulat yan eh. Tapos hindi mo mabasa.
Pakiligin. Guys, let's all welcome the newlywed Donita Rose and Felsen Palad!
Ano ba yan ang halay? Ano ba yung mahalay tuloy?
Pasensya na po kayo. Medyo, kasi ano eh, mga...
Mainit pa. Mainit-init pa kaya, Diyos ko, mainit. Kaya tipong, sorry po ah, wala namang ano. May damit pa rin naman.
Ay, hindi. Ituloy niyo pa din. Manonood lang kami. Yun lang episode natin. Okay lang kami. Ano na to? Hindi na to Over a Glass or Two. It's only fans. Or two.
Only porn or two. Ano ba yun? Oh my God, thank you so much, guys. Grabe, I cannot believe. Alam mo, sana ma-meet. Alam mo, ito, si Donita sana talaga. Nagde-dream ako noon na ma-meet ko ulit. Ma-meet namin si Donita in person. Pero this time, dalawa na kayo.
Oh,
diba?
Yes. Oo nga.
My God. Teka, bago tayo magkwentuhan na, syempre, magiinuman tayo, ha? Ayan. Para ma-reveal, para ma-splook lahat, ma-reveal lahat ng mga dapat i-reveal mamaya habang nagkwentuhan.
Teka muna, ano pang iniinom nyo dyan?
Anong iniinom?
Ito, this one is a Cosmopolitan and this one is a Mai Tai. Mm-hmm.
Oh, ikaw gumawa, Donita? Ikaw di,
no,
ang gumawa?
No, it's just one of those mixed drinks already.
Ah, binuhos lang. Kasi sabi ko, ba't ang bilis gumawa naman ng drink?
I know. Oh, sige, sige.
I would love to be a mixologist, but nagma-migraine ako pag ano, umiinom ako ng alak. So, konti-konti lang.
Yeah. Ah, talaga. Hindi ka pala ano, makakasabay sa amin uminom. What about you, Felsen? Umiinom ka ba talaga? Or ano la, occasionally?
Delikado ako pag nakakainom eh. Kaya pinainom niya ako lagi.
Ay, kaya!
Gusto ko yan. I like where this is going.
Mukhang masaya tong conversation na to. Saan kayo mapupunta tong convo na to? So anyways, oh sige.
He's a diabetic, so he can't.
Nako naman. So di bali, pag bumisita kayo, kami na lang ang iinom para sa inyo.
Mga patikim-tikim lang, ano, patikim-tikim hindi maramihan.
Pero yung sinasabi niya, huwag mo siyang painumin kasi nag-wild yan.
Ay, naku, ano klaseng wild? Sige, mamaya kakwento mo sa amin. O sige, meron kaming protocol dito. Alam na ni Dian eh. Okay, so kailangan i-welcome namin kayo. Tapos we'll have a photo op and then kwentuhan na tayo. Ayan. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, let's all welcome, my God, ang bagong kasal, Miss Donita Rose and Felsen. Welcome to Over a Glass or Two!
Cheers!
Cheers! Cheers, Fox!
Cheers, guys!
Oh my God. Sarap na kwentuhan na to. Nararamdaman ko na.
Punong-puno mainit-init yung baso
to.
Ko.
Oo nga. Oh, anyways, oh, isa pa na. Ano photo op tayo. Ah. Okay,
picture go. Taken.
Yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. Kwentuhan na tayo. Diyos ko. I don't know where to start. Ano ba? Kasi si Donita, si D,
Three times na namin siyang na-interview sa Overglass.
Twice na.
Ay, twice na pala. Pang-third na pala to. Feeling ko, kasi lagi kami nagkukwentuhan ni Dee. So parang feeling ko lagi.
Eh, kasi naman, pagkausap ka, parang nagpa-podcast ka parati.
I know, ten. Right? Kami na naman ni Dee. Minsan umaabot kami ni Dee magkwentuhan, parang four hours. Parang one time, remember din, you were driving from what
yung
place?
From Vegas. From Vegas back here. Naalala ko yun.
Oh my God, yeah. Parang ilang oras yun.
Oras? Siguro mga 4 hours yun.
4 hours yun, yes.
Tapos
ang saya,
may isang time din na I was eating at Olive Garden. Naalala ko kasi hindi naman talaga ako kumakain doon. And then, kinakwento ko about ikaw. Tapos, tumatawa kami. Kilig.
Sobra kilig na kilig. Ay, di kasama doon.
Don't worry, nakakascade naman in bits and pieces.
Ayan. Kasi sobra, I was so proud na I was telling, you know, Derek and J-Cast that, you know, I'm so proud of you kasi nga, and I'm so happy for you, kaming tatlo, kasi nga, you finally met your
alam mo yung Donita, di ba? Parang, in the different stages and phases of your life, na dun yung Over a Glass or Two, yung bagong dating ka dito, yes. When you were still struggling, and yes. Then yung second, yung parang you got your foot down, and you're like, you have your new job and your career, tapos ngayon, May papa ka na? Tapos, paano yung fourth episode?
Baby?
Tatlo na kayo? Ganun ba yun?
I don't know about that.
You never know.
A little bit. Although, we would love to have a kid, pero parang medyo nasa edad na ako na alanganin na kasi 47 na ako. And for those who don't know, he's 37. So,
it's okay. Hindi, alam mo, sa totoo lang, hindi halata. As in, talaga.
Mas mukhang parang, matandas ka.
Actually, mas mukhang bata si Donita. Sorry. Hindi. Oo, kasi, well, you know what? It's just numbers. Oo. Teka kasi, gandali. Okay, go, guys. I'm sure ang dami-daming gustong malaman yung love story nyo.
Oo nga.
Ako alam ko na eh, pero kailangan malaman ng buong mundo. Sige nga, paano nag-start tong love story ng Donita and Felson?
Yung sa akin muna.
Okay, please.
Last January, I didn't have job. Kasi I sing every day, 2 to 3 times sa mga retirement homes. That's what I do. I entertain seniors full time. And then last January, everything was locked down. So wala akong trabaho. And then Pinky De Leon called me, actually, and Louis Reyes asked me if I could, help them to drive a missionary around LA and meet artists. Mm. And I said, yes, I'd love to help and drive. Her name is Orpa, and one of the goals is to meet the artists.
Mm-hmm. So fellowship ng mga artists from the Philippines, like sina Rodriguez, si Princess Punsalan, Pinky mm-hmm. Bullion, mm-hmm. Ikaw, ako, a few others couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Pero we got together para sa isang BCD Tofu house para mag-fellowship.
Yeah, she scheduled I remember she scheduled the time and the place, and she was late.
Kasi mali yung pinuntahan, may branch pala yun. So mali yung pinuntahan kong branch. Hinanap ko 45 minutes away. So pagdating ko doon, sobrang tapos na silang kumain, gutom na gutom ako. So tinanong ako, anong gusto mong i-order? Sabi ko, wala nang order, basta kung ano man yung nandun.
Yeah.
Tapos he kept feeding me food.
So, ako naman, sandok ako ng sandok ng mga food na nasa table. Oh, ito, kain ka pa. Ito ka.
Tapos tawang-tawa silang lahat sa akin, parang walang poise akong kumain kasi gutom na gutom.
So hindi kayo magkakilala, first time niyo magkakilala noon,
yes,
pinapakain kanya kaagad.
Of course I was starstruck kasi first time to meet Donita Rose, di ba? Sinong hindi...
And crush mo, di ba? Crush mo siya?
Oo.
Yeah, alam ko yun!
Kwento ko sa kanya nung nasa college, high school pa, fourth year high school. Siyempre, MTV time, di ba?
Yes.
So kami mga kaklasmate ko ng mga lalaki, mapupunta kami sa bahay namin. Tapos, makakanood ka lang ng MTV kapag meron kang cable eh.
Yes.
Pero ginagawa namin ang paraan ng nandiyo-jumper kami.
Nandiyo-jumper?
para
yes. Kaliwa, kaliwa. Hindi, kanan.
Oh my God, oh my God.
Kita, man. Tapos, ayan na si Dolita.
Nagsulat pa nga sila ng letter eh. Parang as a group, lahat ng guys, parang nag-request ng mga kanta.
But never got picked.
Yeah. So, that night, Orpa asked, ano bang mga ano mang pinagpipray nyo? Ito na una, sabi niya, well, kakabreak lang namin ng girlfriend ko nung ilang...
October. Oo. Tapos sabi ko, I don't want to fool around. Sabi ko, I'm already 37. I think I've already done enough service to my family. Siguro ako naman, so I have to think about, you know, making a family and having a wife, you know. So I was really focused with my sisters and to my mom. Kaya lang namatay na yung mom ko sa COVID. Pero, you know, I've been praying. And then I have a new set of parents here. If sila yung mga adapt sa akin. Tapos I've been telling my, sabi ko, alam mo, nararamdaman ko na nadadating na yung wife ko, sabi ko ganun. And I've been praying. We have been praying that I meet my wife. Sabi ko, this year I'm sure I'm gonna get married. I'll meet her.
Oh, yes. Actually, go ahead, D. Sorry.
When we met, Feb 12, nagkaroon ako ng hosting event sa Island Pacific. Tapos, so medyo kinabahan ako kasi matagal na akong hindi nag-host. And then I was also going to cook that day. So I had to create like, I think 60 or something bowls for VIP guests. So marami akong gagawin. So nag-spend time ako kay Lord. Nag-devotions ako. Nag-praise and worship ako. Tapos, habang ano nagpa-pray ako, sabi ko, Lord, total nandito na ako. Parang gusto ko nang mag-asawa. Gusto ko, parang hinahanap ko na. That was Feb 12. And then 2 weeks later was that first time that we met. Tapos so, tinanong siya, anong gusto mong, ano, para, what are you praying for? Tapos when he said, wife, sabi ko, you know what's really funny? Sabi ko, ako yung next. Sabi ko, you know what's really funny? I actually just prayed 2 weeks ago for a husband, and I feel like parang it was the first time that I've asked ever since I split from my ex, and it's been 6 years now since the divorce, so I kind of feel like I'm ready. And hindi na noona hindi namin kinonect na, you know, like parang may spark, walang ganon pisa. Tapos tinanong, he got my number.
I got her number and I said, you know what? You know, I compose songs. I make my own songs too. Tapos, sabi niya, sige, text mo ko. So, ako naman, text ako.
Style niya bulok.
I know.
Kaya, ano naman kinalaman nun you're writing songs para kay Donita?
Actually, ito, before you continue yan, nagkukwento sa akin si D about it. Hindi pa nga, pati ngayon first kiss niya, mami. Mamaya ko kwento. Alam ko yung sobrang sabi ko, di, medyo naihina ako sa kilig. Okay, go. Mamaya na yun. Doon na yun sa next round. Okay. And then so you texted of
so
the
texted
Donita.
Her. Okay. Tapos, lagi ako nagtitext sa kanya, good morning, let's talk about the song and this and this.
Kasi
and this.
Meron akong Island Pacific Radio, tapos kumukuha ako ng ano, recording ng mga artists na parang, nagre-request ako na sabihin mo, hi, this is Donita and you are listening to Island Pacific Radio. Parang ganon. So, sabi niya, alam mo, since you have that, baka naman gusto mong ano, magkaroon ng jingle. I can do it for free. So, yun yung bulok niya yung style. Yun pala yung paraan.
Na-gets na namin.
Natuloy ba yung jingle? Natuloy ba yung D?
Natuloy.
Yung jingle. Natuloy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. Tapos.
For 3 days, I've been texting her, pero wala akong nare-receive na text messages. And I really got frustrated. Sabi ko, artista mode. Sabi ko gano'n. Pero, you know, I was with, every time I was with Pinky De Leon, one of the artists and the missionary Orpa, I would say, you know what, I texted her, but I prayed for her. I said, it's okay kung hindi siya mag-reply. As long as okay siya ngayong araw na to. And I would pray for her, literally. Sana hindi siya masugatan kasi naghihiwa siya. Something like that. And then, it was a good thing that I didn't receive any text messages kasi I think the foundation was prayers sa relationship. Wow. for those 3 days that she didn't reply, quote unquote. But then after the fourth day, hindi na ako naka-face, tumawag na ako.
I guess
alam niyo kasi yun eh.
Tama ba? Ang foundation talaga prayer kasi those 3 days you were praying na sana sumagot na si Donita. Di ba?
Okay.
Sumagot. The fourth day sumagot, sabi ko, hey, Donita, sabi ka, I've been texting you, baka naman, are you that busy? Sabi niya, no, I've been replying. And then, I found out na may issue pala yung phone ko kasi naka-turn off.
Oh my Lord.
Pero, okay din. Kasi, going back is really, I was starting to fall in love. Not, kasi, lalaki, babae, you know, we get attracted sa feature. Ah, syempre, sino ba naman ganda?
Ganda, di ba?
Diba? Pero,
ano yan ah? So okay, go ahead.
With those 3 days, I think the Lord was teaching my heart to fall in love with Donita's heart more than you know, her
the physical attributes.
The persona.
Oh, oh, more than my body.
Exactly.
Of course. Yes.
Because I showed my American mom, kung sabi ko, ito yung gusto, I like her, sabi niya, ganun. But sabi niya, sabi nung American mom ko, just make sure that you're not in love with the Donita that you see in the television. Be in love with the person's heart more than, you know, yeah. So everything, I mean, she loves the Lord, that's check. And, you know, I think ang pinakamagandang attribute niya is that she loves the Lord more than me.
Hmm. Aww. Aww.
Oh
my God.
So he texted, he was calling to ask about, "Uy, yung sinasabi ko na jingle ah, talagang seryoso ako. I'll do it for you." And then so I had to go to Rufo May's concert. Meron siyang, you know, parang comedy concert.
Yes. Yes.
And I had to go there to get sound bites from the artist. So sabi niya, "Pupunta ka, pupunta din ako. Gusto mo ihatid kita?" Sabi ko, "Sige." Pero hindi po alam. He lives 2 hours away. So that's a 4-hour trip. 2 hours plus 2 hours yes. back. Hindi po alam. So he picked me up and ang tingin ko sa kanya parang brother in Christ, you know, parang yes. ate ako. I wasn't thinking any kasi alam ko na I'm older. Tapos, dun sa concert na yun mismo, may konting kilig ng konti. But, you know, just because opposite sex, I haven't been around, like, any guy. And it's just the two of us. But, you know, ayaw kong bigyan ng kahulugan. Tapos, nagkukwentuhan kami. And then later, tinawag na ako sa stage. Sabi ko, parang narinig ko yung boses ko. Tinatawag ako ni Peachy or Rufo May sa stage.
Yeah.
So, tumakbo kami. Tapos, before nalalabas ako, may umakit sa stage na fan, not fan, but like an outsider na sabog.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tapos, gumulong siya sa stage. Tapos, tinapon niya yung plastic water bottle niya. So, boog, gumanon siya. Tapos, nagsigawan lahat ng tao. Tapos, tumayo siya. Tapos iniikot-ikot niya si Rufo May and the two hosts, si Negi at saka si Waki Kiray. So sabi nila, "Dai, kasama ba to sa ano sa script? Parang wala
sa script."
Tapos parang nag-a-adlib sila, nagtatawanan lahat kasi nakakatawa sila. Tapos parang napansin namin na kursunada niya si Rufo May. May gagawin kasi si Rufo May naka-Darna costume. Yeah. Nakakatawa talaga itong kwento, no? So, sabi ng mga taga-backstage, "Kasama ba to sa script?" Sabi ko, "Parang hindi po eh." Tapos sabi niya, "Ano ba? Anong gagawin?"
There were only 2 girls at the backstage.
Walang security.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Yeah.
Tapos, si Felson, mabilis ang utak nito. Nung umikot pa nung isang beses yung guy, hinadlock, bago niya i-headlock yung guy, the guy, siniko niya sa ano yan, sa throat.
Sa throat.
Tapos nagsigawan lahat ng tao.
Tapos nagsuntukan na kami sa ground.
Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know that story. Yes.
So they wrestled and then nag-grapple sila. He pulled him off the stage. And naka-leather jacket siya, tapos leather shoes. Tapos
sabi, action star talaga.
Action star talaga ang peg.
Robin Padilla.
ang initials niya FPJ.
Actually ito is actually ito si D ito well ano well nagkakwento si D nare-recall ko doon na mapagano si D sa akin sabi mo si D sabi mo oh my god talagang para akong na in love nag FPJ siya moment
oo Marian de la Riva
Marian de la Riva ang peg diba? Okay tapos game
so after dumating na yung security hindi naman yung sinaktan yung guy pero he pinned him to the floor tapos sabi ng mga iba bugbugin niyo. Tapos sabi niya, wag. Basta tawagan niyo ang security. So finally, security came. Tapos nung umalis na sila, sabi niya, may tubig kasi ang sakit ng lalamunan ko. Sabi ko, guys, kailangan natin ng tubig. Ganyan. Tapos nanginginig siya, parang naka-hunch over siya. Sabi ko, can I give you a hug? Sabi ko, tapos niyakap ko siya, nanginginig kami pareho. Tapos medyo kinilig ako ng konti. Tapos sabi ko, parang birnash off ko eh. Kasi,
no, you asked me something.
What did I ask you?
You said, did you plan that?
Ah, yeah. Sabi ko, parang medyo joke na, pinlano mo to para, you know, para...
Mayakap. Do in your heart.
Magkayakap kayo.
Oh.
Tapos sabi niya, of course not. Gumanan siya. Tapos nagtawanan na kami. So, after the concert, lahat nagsasabi, wow, hero, gumaganon sila. Yeah. Tapos, ako parang feeling ko ang haba-haba ng hair ko noon. Sabi ko, oh
abot-abot dito sa New York.
Tapos, parang nawala na yung tension. Kasi, syempre, awkward. You know, I haven't really been on a date in a long time. And then, so after that, I felt na parang barkada na siya. Mm. So, nagkakwentuhan kami hanggang sa pauwi, and we talked a lot about a lot of things about our faith. And then, at the end of the night, when he dropped me off, sabi niya, do you think we could see each other again? Maybe we could, like, go on a date or something. Sabi ko, how old are you again? Sabi ko, tapos tumawa siya. Tawa siya ng tawa. Sabi ko, how old are you, ma? Tapos sabi niya, 37. Sabi ko, ooh, I don't know, parang...
Tatakot siya, sabi niya, baka tawagin ako ng mga taong cougar.
Cougar, yeah.
Tapos, syempre, sabi ko, Lord, hindi ko alam yung sasabihin ko. So, like, I cracked a joke, sabi ko, do you know what they say? Sabi niya, what? You know, beauty is in the eye of the...
Beholder!
No, tiger!
Yeah, for that one, you're...
Hi!
Aww!
You
gotta be a tiger.
So, tawa ako mita, tapos sabi ko, parang okay naman. Parang feeling ko naman there's no age gap. Tapos sabi ko, but you know, I said, I'm not comfortable with the idea of dating. Sabi niya, edi labas tayo. Gusto mo magdala ako ng ibang tao. Tapos kung gusto mo mag-beach tayo, magdala ako ng gitara ko. Tapos mag-worship tayo, magdala ka ng pagkain, mag-picnic tayo. Edi parang ano... Sabi niya, you're single, I'm single, we're both believers of Christ, and why don't we just enjoy life? We don't have to be romantic. So sabi ko, sige, pag-isipan ko, let's think about it. So after that, he started calling, tapos, oh, kamusta ka na dyan? Sabi ko, okay naman, and then we would start talking. So yung 20 minutes, naging 30, naging 50, 1 hour, 2 hours,
5 hours.
Hanggang sa wow. Hating gabi na. Tapos, sabi, nung time na we're supposed to get together, hindi date, diba? Kasi sabi ko, I'm uncomfortable with dating.
Yes.
The mm-hmm. night before our first get together, sabi niya, I'm excited to see you. Sabi ko, ako din. Sabi ko, tapos sabi niya, I love you, bye. Tapos, binagsakan ako ng phone.
Yeah.
Tapos, tumawag ako, sabi ko, hoy! Nag-I love you ka ba? Tapos tumatawa siya. Sabi niya, hindi, bingi ka. Sabi ko, hindi, parang nag-I love you ka eh. Sabi niya, oo. Eh, ano naman ngayon? Tapos sabi ko, parang I love you too eh.
Parang ba ito? Nanonood ba tayo ng K-drama?
Imagine mo, while I was listening to Deep telling that story, sabi ko, oh my God, parang ako naihi sa sobrang kilig.
Hindi kasi... I think I've realized na at first kasi hindi ko ma-distinguish whether it was anxiety or if it's like sobrang kilig ako. Kasi pag nakakausap ko siya, parang umiinom talaga ako ng anxiety pills, yung ashwagandha, yung holistic, yung parang it's natural naman eh. Pero I kept taking ashwagandha. Sabi ko, bakit parang stress ako? Yun pala, kinikiligan. Tapos sabi ko, I think this is it. I think he's the one. I mean, after 3 weeks, I think it was like 3 long weeks of getting to really know each other just over the phone. Phone lang.
Uh-huh. Yeah, kasi ang layo nyo, no? 2 hours oh. Drive.
My I God. Love you, of course.
Of course. Ay, gusto ko ito bumanat.
Oo nga. May baon si kuya. pero, Donita, during sa 3 weeks na yon, and you feeling something, you didn't know if it was anxiety or kilig, and if it's love or not. Pero kinakabahan ka rin ba na parang, didn't you think na parang, should I be feeling this way? Is it too fast?
Oo, yes. parang kinikilig ako na hindi naman dapat kasi, I mean, I don't know this person, and like, it was, yes. You know, syempre galing ako sa isang relationship for marriage, actually, for 12 mm-hmm. years. You know, there's all these things in the back of your mind, like, be careful, and no, you know, you don't want to get hurt again. So, but then your heart is saying something else, like, parang, kapag tumibok ang puso.
pero di, okay, so, di ba, you started talking and everything. So, during that time, oh my God,
mga first pictures.
So, wait, so, during those time na nag-uusap kayo, I know that, D, that you started, you know, like, sharing that feeling to your friends as well, right?
Yeah.
Sa akin, ako, I was so kilig during those times ako nakwento
na about that. I remember that. I was talking to you from my bathroom in my old place. And then I was staring out the window, watching the birds. Sabi ko, why are the trees greener? More beautiful. Ganyan.
Sobra. So,
may exotic birds sa labas.
Hindi nga. Sinasabi ko, alam mo, napapansin ko maraming exotic birds dito.
Birds sa labas.
Ako pala yung exotic bird.
Yeah, it must be the peacock.
Pero, yeah, but
diba?
Question to during those times, the peacock.
Yung pinakamalaking peacock. Pinakamalaking peacock yun. Baka may peacock sa outside the window talaga. Si Pelson yun. Okay. Si Pelson na una.
Si Bang Peacock.
Sumunod na ako.
Alam mo, yung peacock na yan, matagal pa yan. Alam ko yung mamihan ni kwento niya. Pero wait. So, during that time na ano, so kinakwento nyo, so how was it? I'm sure kasi, syempre pag magkakwento ko sa friends mo na, most of course, Pelson has his own friends and Diaz has his own friends. So, syempre, di ba may iba-ibang opinion? Especially pag nalaman nila na yung age gap, I know better because kami rin ni Direk ganyan din, 10 years gap. So, yung experience ko was, there was a lot of people that was against it. Like parang, ano ba yan? Bata sa'yo? Gagamitin? May mga ganun. So, how did you deal about those, ano, mga negative remarks ng mga friends na concern?
Concern ba talaga?
Yun na nga eh.
maraming ganun. Actually, I've been labeled a lot of names and people have judged me because of this relationship. But I think babalik ako dun sa unang pinagawa sa akin ng Lord before I really pursue her is to pray. And I think that's the best gesture more than make sumbong to other people, to your family, to your friends. Magsumbong ka muna sa Lord. So, that's what we always do. Nagsusumbong muna kami sa Lord. Hindi kami tahimik, pero nagsusumbong kami.
Wow.
Sa prayers,
no?
Marami din kaming pinagdaanan na with people judging. Actually, even judging me, saying that she may not be good for you. Kasi, ano, she's like, you know, she was married before. She has a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Showbiz yan, madadamay ka dyan sa mga chismis, mm-hmm. Baka masaktan ka lang. I mean, they were saying things that about me. And sa kanya, people were saying a lot of things too. And ang dami namin pinagdaanan, mm-hmm. you know, parang we went through the fire right away when we started our relationship.
People that we don't really know. Pero
exactly.
Na ano lang namin. Pero ang importante naman syempre yung word ng Panginoon sa amin, confirmation sa amin. At saka yung mga taong kilala talaga kami and that exactly. are happy.
Yeah. And hindi namin masuppress yung desire to be with one another. So every day for 6 months, we just, even though na meron iyak, may misunderstanding or whatever, we just know that we knew we wanted to spend the rest of our lives with each other. So nagpaalam ako sa son ko, pumunta siya dito nung, ano, nung June for the summer. Every summer he stays with me now and Christmas. And he said, I said, son, I think I met the one already. And he said, wow, I'm so happy for you. It's about time, sabi niya.
Oh my God.
Sabi ko, eh, paano eh, I know we've only been together. This was fourth month. Sabi ko, we're considering marriage already. Would you be okay with that? He's like, wait. I think that's a little bit too soon. I haven't even met him yet. So sabi ko, okay. So I talked to him and he said, no, hintayin muna natin yung blessing ni JP. So we postponed it. It was supposed to be August 13. And alam ni Jessie yun.
Alam ko yun.
And then yes. after that, we just waited the whole summer. Tapos nung August 16, bago siya umalis. Ano, August 13. August 13, yung day na we were supposed to get married. Nagkataon lang. Hindi niya alam na August 13 yun. Tapos kasi he left August 16. Sabi niya, guys, you can get married now. Sabi ko, what? Sabi ko, are you serious? Sabi niya, yeah, I feel comfortable already. I think, you know, I know that he's the one for you and I'm happy for you both.
Oh my God.
We wanted to keep the engagement very short kasi atat na kami sa isa't isa. So
I know.
Yeah, makaantay.
Hindi na makaantay
sa wedding night.
Pero alam mo, so ito ha guys, since akala nyo joke yung sinabi ni Dee, ni Donita na atat na atat. You know what I admire about this couple is, I mean, come on. Yung totoo ha, magpakatotoo tayo. Like, all of us that are in a relationship, the first thing that you want to do, I mean, that one of the factors na meron, you know, to make the relationship like ignite and fire and everything is through, I mean, yung totoo, yung through sex, right?
Intimacy.
Intimacy, yeah. Right? But kayong dalawa talagang you waited for that long. I mean, you would say 6 months. Parang ang bilis, parang ikli lang. But think about it, 6 months is freaking long for you not to do, you know, intimacy. So, kwento nyo nga paano ang nangyari
gusto,
yun.
Ang gusto malaman ni Jessie, ano yung mga alternate na mga paraan na ginawa ninyo na hindi magagalit si Lord.
Saan nagaling yan? Okay.
Ang mga paraan na ginawa ninyo. Yung ba yung gusto mo malaman?
Hindi, believe ako. Kasi ako alam ko eh. Ano mo na say? Pero ang galing kasi, ganun ang galing nung ano, nung control. I mean, di ba? Di ba? Ang galing ng control.
He was the one, well, I'd say back and forth. Like, pero ang joke namin sa isa't isa, he started saying na ano, dali, saan tayo maglalandian? So, we always about maglalandian kami sa parking lot. Hindi kami pwedeng magsama sa isang kwarto na kaming dalawa lang. Kasi,
alam mo na. Kapitenyo kasi yun. Ako sa Cavite, kapag nagsabing, oh, naglalandi ka na naman, ano yun, laro? Saan tayo maglalaro? Parang gano'n. But of course, up to answer your question, I'm 37 years old. I did a lot of past mistakes and I had relationships. But I somehow that part I have preserved. And so
meaning
I am a virgin. Yes.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yes. Akala ko hindi mo sasabihin 'yan eh.
Pareho pala tayo, Pelson.
Alam mo di hindi ko kinukuwento sa kanila 'yon. Sabi ko ayoko, sabi ko, you know what, D, just to
this is the first time that, well, he posted something after our honeymoon kasi loko talaga to. He was so happy na hindi na siya virgin. He posted,
oh my God.
Finally, after 37 years, hindi
na the cherry was popped.
The cherry was, wait.
Tapos napakalitan siya lang tatay niya so, kasi pastor yung tatay niya. Sabi niya, delete mo yun.
But wait, that question. That's private. Pero ang galing ah. I mean, now that you're talking about this, you're open about this. Ang galing no, parang simula bata ka, ngayon lang ako nakarinig ulit ng ganito. After so many years when I was like 17, 18, talagang ganun seryoso.
Yeah. Because I was raised almost like by a single mom. Though I had, I had my dad before, but both of them are already dead. Ang sinasabi kong parents yung sinasabi niya, because I have two sets. American and Filipinos. So I have my American parents now, and then my Filipino parents. My mom raised me to always take care of my sisters. So for 37 years, I've been focused on jobs and whatnot. But I had, relationships, and I kissed, I fooled around. If you wanna read in between the lines, I did. But I preserved myself to to yung part na yon sa pakakasalan ko. So yun.
Oh my God!
Everything else I did.
di suerte. Sariwa.
On our honeymoon, he said, "Ano gagawin ko?" Sabi ko.
sabi ni Donita, wait. Alam ko response mo, Donita. Wait, hold my beer. Sabi ni Donita. Lumabas tuloy.
You know what? Seriously, that's what I love. I love D. Because she's just like so transparent. It's like that's why everyone loves her.
Sabi ni Donita, akin ni Manibela, let me drive. Jesus, take the wheel. Ano ba?
Oh my gosh. Jesus, take the wheel. Oh my God.
We were both very nervous. So when he said that, I was like, ako pa ang magtuturo sa'yo.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Bago kami kasal, tawa siya ng tawa sa akin kasi higa kami sa kama na ganyan dun sa kwarto ko.
Yes.
Pero ano lang, parang maraming mga tao. Tapos sabi ko, grabe. Sabi ko, has been like 6 months now. Ikakasal na ako. Ikaw, ikakasal na uli.
Ang cute! Oh my God!
Yeah.
Teka, yes. Wait. Bago tayo bumalik ulit dyan sa honeymoon na yun. Okay, kwento nyo nga, alam ko kung paano nag-propose. Sige nga, paano
doon nag-start? Doon na lang tayo sa honeymoon, sa kwarto. Mamaya
na yun. Marami pa kwento.
I have a lot of questions.
Para alam nila kung paano I know. Kahit na medyo malayo, nakikita ko si Di ang lampula lang dito.
Oh my God,
so, paano nag-start yung you decided to like, let's get married? Sinong nag-start? Ako alam ko, pero kwento niyo sa ibang tao, sa lahat.
Well, after a month that I asked her if she wants to be my girlfriend, I already bought a ring. Kasi alam ko na siya eh. Why would I wait for... I noticed na yung mga couples na sobrang tagal ng engagement, sila yung hindi nagkakatuluyan.
Hindi nagkakatuluyan. Totoo.
As a matter of fact, the first night when he dropped, was it the first night when you dropped me off?
Mm-hmm.
You said, I was wondering if you and I could, go on a date or hang out. And then he said, I want you to know that I have fooled around in the past, but I'm serious now about finding a wife and, I don't want to fool around with you. And I just want you to know that. So, nagulat ako. Nung una, nagulat ako nung una. Pero, in hindsight, when I thought about it, sabi ko, actually, I really like that. Because it takes away the worry na, okay, this guy's really not fooling around. He's very serious.
Yeah.
And then, so for the few months that we were dating, ako yung pumupunta sa kanya kasi laging puno yung schedule niya. Tapos he's dito in Orange County. So sabi ko, napapagod na ako. And nagkataon nung time na yun na binigyan ako ng ibang status sa trabaho na work from home.
Yes.
So sabi ka, why don't you come and move to Irvine na or dito sa Orange County area? So sabi ko, okay, so naghanap ako ng apartment, one bedroom. Tapos sabi niya, bakit one bedroom? Dapat two bedroom. Sabi ko, aba, hindi ko naman ma-afford yung two bedroom. Sabi niya, sabi ko, bakit two bedroom? Sabi niya, kasi kung, di ba, ikakasal na tayo, mag-move in ako. Sabi ko, bakit may plano ka ba? Sabi niya, wait lang. Sabi ko, anong wait lang? Basta, may plano ako. Sabi ko, okay. Sabi niya, basta maghanap ka ng two bedroom. I go, okay. So, ibig sabihin nun, you know, you're gonna take care of your share? Or sabi niya, basta. Okay. Pero walang move-in. Hindi, walang move-in. Okay. Kasi hindi kami na naniniwala sa move-in. Tapos, finally, we got this apartment and si JP, nag-move, pumunta siya dito about 3 weeks before I moved in here. And then, sabi ko sa kanya, so, ano ang plano natin? Eh, meron siyang, ano, pag nung magkasama kami, sabi ko, alam mo, pinalabas yung isang interview natin together. Sabi niya, saan? Sabi ko, pakita ko sa phone mo. Tapos sabi niya, hindi pwede. Sabi ko, bakit? Sabi niya, dinidelete ko yung Facebook ko at Instagram ko pagkasama kita. Sabi ko, bakit? Basta. Sabi ko, parang may weird na nangyayari. Sabi ko, may iba kang babae? Sabi niya, hindi! Sabi ko, nanonood ka ba ng porn? Sabi niya, hindi! Sabi ko, ano ba ang problema mo? Sabi niya, basta, do you trust me? Sabi ko, okay, pero parang trust you, eh, parang hindi makapan, hindi ba parang that's causing doubt in my mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Eh kasi yung lumalabas ng mga advertisement sa Facebook at saka Instagram ko, puro mga wedding rings. Kasi yun
oh,
yung mga
pinisearch ko. Inire-research mo. Yun yung smart, ha? Oo.
Eh pag nandyan na siya, binubura ko agad.
Mabubuking ka.
Mabubuking, no. Oo. Na nakikita mo yung rings, oo.
Oo, eh yung mga kapatid ko, yun din yung mga nire-research nila, yung mga wedding rings, yung mga ganon. So, kami magkakapatid, kuya, ano mo, napansin din nila kasi na baka daw lumabas sa ano ko. Kaya pag nakita niya, baka makahalata.
So, one time, nag-lead siya ng worship sa isang church. Sabi niya, gusto mong sumama? Sabi ko, sige. So, sumama, hindi na sumama si JP, sumama ako. Tapos, after church, nung during the church service, giniginaw ako. Sabi ko, mahal, kasi mahal ang tawagan namin. Mahal, pahiram naman ang jacket mo. Sabi niya, ayoko nga. Sabi ko, bastos naman ito. Sabi naman nung kasama, uy, ano ka ba? Babae yun. Dapat bigay mo yung jacket mo. Eh, binulungan niya. Hindi pala pwede. Gamanan siya.
Sabi niya, wag. Wag mo susuotin. Sabi ng babae, wag mo susuotin yan. Siya yung nag-alit yung babae. Gulat siya.
So, sabi ko, that's weird. That is so weird.
What's bakit nga?
Alam ko yung kwento. Okay, parang nanonood ng movie, no?
Pagkatapos nung Sunday, ay, no, pagkatapos nung worship
ko. Actually, he had the ring in his pocket.
Oh, yun.
For a month?
For a month.
1 month na yung parang ring. He was planning as to kung kailan siya magpropose. So, dahil medyo, alam niya, marami na akong duda sa isip ko.
Uh-oh. Kasi baka i-break na ako nito.
Oo, kasi nga sa
kasi. Kasi yung mga sagot mo, vague na eh.
Vague diba? Na, di ba? Oo.
Yeah.
So that day, nag-propose siya dun sa isang winery. Mm-hmm. Tapos sabi niya, halika picture tayo. So parang hinila niya ako, tapos parang walang finesse. Sabi ko, oh, parang ano bang nasa issue niya ngayong araw na to? So nag-post kami, sabi niya, hindi, parang, what was the issue? Backlight? Parang, against the light. Dito tayo. Tapos, hinila niya ako ulit. Tapos, against the light pa rin. Tapos, hinila na naman ako. Sabi ko, anong nangyayari? Tapos, bumaba siya on one knee. Tapos, sabi niya, will you marry me or something like that. Tapos, nagulat ako. Tapos, ano, nagpalakpakan yung mga tao sa paligid, ganyan. Tapos, tumayo siya. Sabi niya, nag-yes ka ba? Sabi ko, nag-ask ka ba?
Oh mga sabaw. Yung
sabi sa kanya, will you marry me? Tapos ginanong.
Ay, pinasok mo ligid. Para sure.
Tapos, tapos nagtawanan kami, naghampasan kami.
Tapos sabi ko, sabi niya sa akin, nag-ask ka ba? Oo! Oh, ayun o. Sabi ko, nag-yes ka ba?
Nakasaksak.
Tapos ano, parang lutang kami pareho na. Sabi ko, eto na, eto na. Tapos nalaman ko, yung ex-husband ko, he got engaged on the same day that we did.
Around the area.
Same area.
Wow, huh?
Oh, I didn't know that.
What are the chances?
Oh my God. Oh wow.
Kaya iba talaga si Lord at ang universe, no?
Parang, oh my God, yes.
Yes. No, I remember that day. Well, that wasn't the day that we got engaged. That was the day that we announced it. We waited a few days to announce it kasi ipapaalam ko muna kay JP. Yan yung ipapaalam ko. So, that wasn't the day mismo. Pero, yun. So, hanggang sa nag-yes na ako, and then I got this apartment, and I was already here in June. And then nag-move in lang siya nung, ano, a few days after the wedding.
After the wedding, the 20th.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. Kilig. Pero, so, kumusta ang preparation ng wedding? Like, how was that?
One month yung preparation eh. I mean, so,
was it very stressful? Was there a groomzilla? Was there a bridezilla happening?
Yeah, kumusta? How was it? For a month, that's 4 weeks, yes.
Well, we had an agreement. Kasi sabi niya, anong gusto mo? Do you want a big wedding? Or do you want a small wedding, but...
with a place.
Yung medyo maganda yung place na kukunin natin. So yeah. Sabi ko, I would rather have a nice place.
Sa tingin ko kasi, kasi sabi ko nga, medyo late na rin ako, di ba, na 37. And I've been seeing a lot of couples. And I think this is also important for other couples to know that it's not important to have big wedding.
Yes.
Mas maganda yung intimate, tapos pagkatas ng wedding, may uuwian kayong bahay. Yes. Diba? Kesa, malaki yung
very
wedding.
Very practical.
Tapos after, ang laki ng babayaran yung utang.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yes, that's
smart. So we had a small wedding, but you know, we just really felt God's hand on everything. Mm. Everything was perfect. And you know, guys, wedding. I'm so sorry. We really wanted to invite the two of you, but we only had 15 slots.
I know. Yes, yeah, so, okay. Yes.
Even some of my family members were not there. It was like makeup artist, hairstylist. So it was like very, very small. Pero
yes.
I think we're happy with how it turned out. Like, I mean, I had a big wedding the first time and, you know, it was, you know, parang...
It was beautiful too.
Yeah, but, you know, like you don't remember all the details of it. Exactly. When you have a smaller, intimate wedding, at least magaan ang loob mo na hindi ka mababaon sa utang. Parang ganun.
Exactly.
She was very
exactly.
hands-on. Pati yung bouquet niya, yung lahat na nilagay na flowers.
Yes. Oh my God.
Ang ganda nga eh.
Beautiful.
Saan lahat gumawa niyan?
Yung isang kaibigan ko, si Joy, ang gumawa ng balloon arch. The bouquet and the flower. I did all the flowers except for the bouquet. The bouquet was done by the florist where I got all the flowers from. But all of the flowers, all the wreaths, everything, ako yung nag-ano. Tapos lahat tumulong sa akin. Oh pa. Sige, anong gagawin natin? So sabi ko, gayahin mo na lang ako. Tapos... we did during the at the gazebo. There's like all these like flower wreaths. So, you know,
what was that? Is that a gazebo? Is that in a restaurant, a resort? What was the venue?
No, it's my friend's house in San Clemente, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm.
The Pacific.
And, wow. So they're my friends. So
actually, si Dunita, di ba? We were talking. Baka may bago ka ng ano ha, future business.
pwede ka mag-pivot ha.
Mag-pivot into, sabagay, artistic naman si Dunita.
Tsaka, Donita's Rose. Ano ka
Donita,
ba?
Donita's Rose.
Ang galing-galing ko talaga.
Uy, ang ganda. Ang galing mo talaga, Bax. Donita's Rose. Pero, hindi, yung kinukwento mo pa naman yun, di ba, before, na parang, you cannot really invite a lot of people. You would, because Felson really want like a small wedding lang. That's why a lot of your friends understand it because, you know, like, that's why excited din kami na if you guys, if you and Felson visit New York, so parang second honeymoon or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Ayun
na
nga, honeymoon. Hindi pa sabi mo. Oh, di ba, mga dito na. Ay, yeah. Wait. Yun na nga, actually, yun yung question ko eh. So what did you do like the following day, work again?
Mm-mm. Oh. Kasi not many people know because they think I'm just a singer, but I minister to retirement homes. I really, if there's another word for pride, but let me use the word, you know, let me take pride of what I do because it's, 25% of the suicide
cases.
Up 25% of population of suicide cases are coming from seniors. So the singing that I do in retirement homes help them come back to their sanity. And yun ang malungkot. So, yun ang yung sinishare ko sa kanya. Actually, nag-meet kami. Hindi niya alam na kumakanta ako.
Yes. Actually, that first date, day that nasabi ko ayoko ng date tapos naging date na, that was the first time I heard him sing. Sabi ko, jackpot ako.
I just showed her.
I know.
Sabi ni Donita, kasing galing ko kumanta, pwede kami mag-duet. Yung ba yung nasabi mo, Ten?
Actually, nag-send pa sa, alam mo sa totoo lang, Felson, nag-send sa akin CD ng, hindi pa niya pinupost. Sabi ko, oh my God, sabi niyo, sis, jackpot ako.
Ang galing nga eh.
Sabi ko, alam mo na, yan yung dream ko dati, magkaroon ng jowa na ang ganda-ganda ng boses. Kasi parang, if I wanna go to sleep or whatever, kanta ka nga. Tapos, yung guy kakanta. Well, ngayon, can you please give us a sample, please?
Kahit anong sample o ano?
Yung kinakanta mo kay Donita pag galit siya. Pag tipong nagtatampo siya sa'yo.
Pag nagtatampo yan sa akin, kami na lang nag-iiyak.
Wow. You know what? This guy, hindi ako tinataasan ng boses. Hindi siya sarcastic. Malumanay lang siya magsalita. Tapos pag hurt na siya, minsan hindi ko rin alam, umiiyak na siya. Sabi ko, "Pa, umiiyak ka ba? Nasaktan ka ba?" Sabi niya, "Oo, kasi pinipilit mo yung gusto mo eh." Tapos sabi ko, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know." That's one amazing thing. I mean, one of the best things about this guy is that he respects me so much. And as a result, I have to also learn na hindi ako pwedeng magtaas ng boses kasi sanay ako na ganun, di ba? Parang pag tinataasan ako ng boses, yung defense mechanism ko kaagad na magtaas ng boses. Pero yes, siya mismo nagsasabing, huwag mong taasan yung boses mo.
Parang, wow.
Alam mo, parang andun yung dapat sa tanong ko to eh. Pero at least nasagot nyo na parang what are the things that you've learned from each other during the time na, you know, like from the time na kinasal kayo. So, yan yung isa sa mga natutunan nyo, no?
Oh, yeah. And we learned all the way. I think the gist of this is really prayers.
Hmm.
Like we pray.
Amen.
The people who we love and the people we, so kayong dalawa will be included in our prayers now.
Every morning, almost every morning, minsan kasi may mag-iibang schedule, pero when we don't have like an early schedule that every day, we wake up early. Sometimes he would we'd wake up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Tapos, hindi niya ako ibabother. Basta gigising lang siya. Kung gusto kong gumising din, sasama ako sa kanya dito. Tapos magde-devotions kami. So we listen to preachings. Tapos nagna-notes kami. Tapos kukunin niya yung gitara niya. Tapos mag-worship kami. And we listen to preachings every day. Tapos nagpa-pray kami. So, yan yung pinaka-prayer ko para sa lahat na ito yung gusto ko sa isang lalaki. And that is what I got. So, that's the biggest reason why I'm so happy because I married a man who loves the Lord more than I do.
Pero siya hindi ko dito.
Ani?
Na Di ba you saw me in a show?
Oh, yes. So, nag-guest ako sa isang, ano, parang talk show, parang ganito, podcast. And this si Wendy, yung friend ko, sabi niya, I want you to watch an interview that I did before para naman ma-gets mo yung flow of the interview you're going to do. So, pinakita si Felson, tapos sabi ko, Lord, gusto ko ng ganyan. Ganyan, na lalaki. Hindi ko sinabing siya. Sabi ko, ganyan. Yung God, yung loves the Lord, passionate about God, tapos magaling kumanta, so either pastor, worship leader. Tapos, nung ano, nagda-date na kami, sabi niya, kilala mo pala si Wendy? Sabi ko, oo, paano mo siya kilala? Sabi niya, in-interview din niya ako. Sabi ko, oh. Tapos sabi ko, ikaw pala yun. Sabi niya, ikaw, ako pala yung ano. Sabi ko, wala, wala, umanun ako. Tapos later ko na lang sinabi sa kanya na yung prayer ko, Lord, sana ganyan yung gusto ko.
Oh my God.
Hindi ko alam ni, that was September. And then we met in February.
So grabe. Kasi alam mo, I remember ano, Felsana, kinukulit ko yun si Dee eh. Nung, di ba? Kasi nakaka-start pa lang ni Dee noon, kakadating pa lang niya sa US. After like few, you know, weeks and months, nagkukwentuhan kami, kundi ano pa? Ako, mahilig ako sa love life story eh. So, ano pa wala ba? Ang lagi sinasabi,
at saka mag-cupid.
Mag-cupid. Tapos lagi, di ba, meron pa nga ako pinakilala sa'yo, di ba? Yung, pinakilala ko ba sa yung chef? Kasi, type na type si Donita. Is, may-ari siya ng a couple of restaurants dito na tipong, my God, si Donita. Crush na crush talaga si Dee. So, alam mo yun, di ba, naalala mo yun, Dee, nag-FaceTime pa tayo. Yeah, pero ang lagi sa akin sinasabi ni Dee is, ang gusto niyang guy is God-fearing. Like, he loves the Lord more than me. Yung mga ganong, I mean, all the attributes from a guy na tipong mas grabe na wino-worship si Lord. Tapos gumaganon pa si Dino, naalala ko, parang ang hirap maghanap ng ganong ano. Parang gusto ko pa nga, pastor. Sabi ko, di, saan ba may ganyan dito sa US? Girl, medyo baka naman i-X out mo yung mga nasa checklist mo. Hindi, meron yan. If not, I'm not in a hurry.
Ayun na nga.
Tapos binigay sa'yo.
Binigay ni Lord. On the dot.
Do you know that I also said to the Lord, sabi ko, Lord, sana virgin din yung mapapa-asawa ko. I know that sounds very hypocritical, but that's what I prayed for. I did not expect na sasagutin talaga ni Lord. So when he first told me, sabi ko, hindi nga.
It's a lie.
I've arrived. It's me.
You cannot mock God. I mean,
yeah.
Be specific in your prayers about the things that you like.
2014, she had an interview, I think, with Boy Abunda or someone. And I was watching her interview with my mom. And my mom was like, oh, kawawa naman si Donita, tingnan mo. Ganda-ganda, hindi makago. Basta, sabi nung, sabi niya, kawawa naman siya. Sabi ko, ako na lang pakasalan niya. Sabi ko, ganoon sa nanay ko. and I remember the conversation I had. Sabi ko, talaga niloloko, tingnan mo. Sabi ko, ako na lang pakasalan kaya niya. So I also remember.
Yeah. Oh my God, no. You're not just asking for prayers. You're also giving hints to the universe and to the Lord.
De, meant diba? To be talaga kayo. Yeah, that's why di kailangan mong, you have to go through those hurdles in the Philippines. Mapunta ka dito. Alam mo kasi kwento ni Dee, di ba nag-iiyakan pa kami yung baklang yan. Eh. Tapos, kailangan mo pala, girl, na you have to go through that hurdles for you to meet.
You know, this morning when I woke up, parang I felt like the Lord was showing me a picture of the two of us. Na, this is him, and then yung parang because of all the heartaches and whatever trials of his life, there's these jagged edges, right? And then there's me, and then there's, you know, divorce and heartbreak and financial issues, moving to the U.S., looking for a job. I mean, there's all these jagged edges. And then I felt like the Lord showed me the reason why he brought us together was because he allowed all those trials and tribulations to shape us in a specific way that made us perfect for each other. Kasi kami talaga magka-match. And every day I always tell that was the picture that the Lord showed me this morning. And I said, Lord, talagang bagay kami, no? Parang, hindi ako makapaniwala na napang-asawa ko yung dream man ko talaga. I mean, of course, we know that once upon a time, I was once married before. And, you know, I had very high expectations of that. But, you know, Romans 8:28, and God can turn everything around for the good. And, you know, I still have questions in my mind as to why I had to go through that. But, you know, I thank God for second chances, and that this time around that he's replaced my tears with happiness and laughter, everyday laughter.
Yes. Tears of joy.
Tears of anong joy ba yung
physical joy. Balik tayo ulit dun sa night na yon. Okay.
It was a special night.
Teka nga, pakilagin mo nga ulit.
Teka lang.
Kantahan mo naman si Donita.
Oo nga, ituloy natin yung
sige kanta. Sige na, please, pakilagin mo kami. Kasi po, before kumanta si Felson, kanina, kasi nasisira yung ano, kumbaga merong mga technical difficulties. So, ginagawa namin, since tipong nagahang, sabi namin, Felson, can you please sing? So, at least we know kung nagahang ulit. Habang kumakanta si Felson, nagaganunan kami.
Ang ganda ng boses.
Ang ganda. Iba yung sinesend ni Donita at saka yung naririnig namin sa social media, yung video sa sinesend ni D sa akin, ibang iba dun sa nung kumanta siya. Sabi ko, oh my God, ang ganda ng boses. Can you sige naman sample nga? Kantahan mo sa D. Serenade.
Sure.
Hi, Donita Rose. Yes, please.
This one is ano, from our wedding. A cappella lang, ano?
Yes.
Yung wedding song namin till chorus probably, but the first verse describes everything. It's very touching. It's called Love Always Finds a Way. Here it goes.
Okay.
We said it all a thousand times before, been to the wall, and always found somewhere to turn. There was always more to learn. We've reached the end and almost closed the door. And someone within, I never can remember who. All I know is that we found the strength to make it true. Love always finds a way when the clouds have no silver lining. She comes through shining. Love always seeks the light through the darkest night. In a small way, love always finds a way.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Tulala kaming lahat! Ay, si Derek. Naba, kaya naman pala din.
Pasado ka!
Oh my God! Kaya pala na in love ka ng tono.
Grabe.
Ang ganda ng...
Well, she didn't know that I was singing. Our first date, sabi ko sa kanya, so I want you to know what I'm doing for a living. You know, I'm laying down all my cards and being black and white. And this is how much I do and what I do every day. So nagulat siya nung dinala ko siya sa retirement homes kasi mga matutanda, you know. And I would sing mga Tom Jones and Elvis Presley. She didn't know that I was doing it. So
nagulat ako, sabi ko, wow, jackpot. Nanalo.
Oh, my. Oh, tika nga, wait, Elvis Presley? You sing Elvis Presley song?
Elvis. Even
paano
opera,
nga, pa-chorus nga, opera. Pa-chorus nga, isa nga, oh my God, favorite kasi namin si Elvis Presley eh.
Why?
Isa chorus nga.
Men say only fools rush in. If I can help falling in love with you, why can't help falling in love with you?
Oh my God. God.
We're turning our chairs right now. My,
wait, wala bang na-inlove sa imang Shonda doon?
Marami.
Yung madami.
Imang sinaserenade.
Aside, oo, ito rin si JB gumagawa na, eh, yan, matanda, Jesse. No, as in yung mga older, alam mo yung mga nasa senior citizen na tipong, guys, yung totoo, di ba? I mean, I'm sure magpakatotoo tayo. Di ba minsan pag merong isang singer, tapos lagi mo pinapanood, nai-inlove ka doon sa singer? Aside from guwapo, no, pero mas lalo kang na-attach because of the voice and the, kasi the singer's telling us, narrating a story. So yes, may ganun ba na tipong
lalo yung mga kung ano kalupot yung matatanda, ka, diba, sa last stages ng life nila.
May mga ganun ba na tipong meron kang mga groupies na sa mga yung mga senior citizen, nagkaroon ka ng ganun?
I tell you a very nice story. Well, a lot of things happen like that. Merong isang facility that would always get me, but most of them are like that. Pero itong specific na to, this guy would just stare blank. Tapos, when I started singing Unchained Melody, he started singing with me. This is a memory care, memory lost. He started singing with me. Tapos katabi niya yung asawa niya. Tapos all the way through, I didn't know his situation, but he was dancing, he was singing, and then lumapit sa akin yung asawa. Sabi niya, you know what? I apologize. I didn't want to be hysterical. I was crying loud because my husband hasn't been speaking for years, and he is singing with you and he's dancing. And the best part was he looked at me and said, "Sweetheart, this was in memory care. Wala na siyang natatanda." After 2 weeks, I came back. The old lady died who talked to me. Yung walang ano. God. Tapos yung matandang lalaki, natatandaan niya ako every time. And so they would get me like twice a month. Kasi may marami pang ibang cases na music is a therapy talaga, and the best thing is that they remember their family members whenever you sing a specific specific song, like yung mga platters. Only you can make
her darkness bright. Kaboses ta kaboses.
Something like that, and I would sing Tom Jones and some opera songs as well. So
mag-anak nga kayo, sayang naman yung lahi. Hindi. may isang ano, mukhang Miss Universe na maganda boses, combination yung dalawa. Oh my god.
Well, we're praying. Akala ko nga buntis eh.
Alam mo na, 'di ba? Ano, ninang.
A lot of things has happened in our lives. Exactly. Huwag na tayong magulat kung
it would happen, 'di ba? Are you guys open to it just in case?
I'm just afraid because at my age, medyo high risk yung bata. Pero yes, ako hindi ako takot para sa sarili ko. I'm just,
for the kid,
you know,
yes, for the
about
baby,
yeah. Yun lang.
And but you know what? Even if you will not have a baby, it doesn't matter. You guys have each other. Have fun. Diba? Have a lot of sex. And have a lot of... Ano sinabi ka?
Magpahima.
Diba?
From God.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Tamang lugar at tamang tao dapat.
Exactly. Yes. Tama. And travel. Travel also. Diba? Love each other. My God. So, bro, excited. Alam mo, sabi nga ni Direk, sabi niya, huy, kasi ang TFC kasi, di ba, this will air on TFC, right? So, dapat 1 hour lang eh. Kaya nga sabi niya, huy, baka ikap to lang TFC. Sabi ko, bitin. Di ba, alam, pagpunta niyo rito sa New York, please guys, and then we will have fun, go, you haven't been to New York, both of you, di ba, hindi pa?
I have.
Oh. Yeah. That was a long time ago, though.
Long time. Ibang-iba na New York ngayon. So,
as a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to be in Virginia, in Herndon. We're going to be at the Presbyterian Church because we're going to be sharing our testimonies there.
That's Open Doors.
Open Door Presbyterian Church in Herndon, Virginia. So we're going to be there tomorrow. How I wish we had more time, we would go to New York. But we're going to plan
a trip. Oh, malapit-lapit na.
Oh, my God.
No, next, we want to come see you guys.
Definitely, but per question, continue nga saglit, mabilis lang, I know saglit, 2 minutes direct. So you go to church, I know, kulit ko, no?
Pinapagalita na siya.
So wait, TFC, wag niyo muna ikat, please, importante to. So wait, so you guys go to churches? And
yes, yeah. We do.
Testimonials?
I sing, in she speaks.
In every, wait, as in around the US, you do that?
Whoever invites us. Yeah.
The Donita and Felson tour. The Donita and Felson Love Tour.
So yeah. If you know a church who would want to us to sing and speak, you know, the goodness of the Lord, you know, invite us.
Pwede dito sa New York.
Oh,
my
God, madami. Mm-hmm. Oh, guys,
New Jersey,
please.
New Jersey, New York people.
New Jersey, New York, ang dami dito. And Donita also can, you know, you can hire Donita services. Siyempre, magaling na, naku. Tapos meron pang... Diba mas tapos meron pang singer. My God, what else do you need, guys? Ito na, kumbaga, one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. Nag-gymnastic ano kami dalawa.
Yun pala yun. May mga batong, may mga twirling. Yun pala yung mga special acts nyo. Ano ba to? Ano ba to? Talk ba to? O Cirque du Soleil? O Carnival ba to? Hindi nyo naman sinabi. Guys.
Oh my God! I know, pero grabe. Alam mo, that's one good thing about this couple. I know, that's why Dee, I'm so happy for you. Because you know what? Because Dee is ano talaga eh. Alam mo yung, sabi nga namin, hindi lang siya maganda, pero may sense, ibang sense of humor niya. Gumagano nga kami, Dee, pwede ka talaga maging comedian. And lagi ko sinasabi sa'yo, naalala mo Dee, nasabi ko, dapat makilala, ang guy na ma-meet mo is someone who can make you laugh and smile.
Oh,
and,
all the time.
Tapos
this
ito,
guy...
ayan no.
Comedian before singer. He's always making me laugh good. Every day, all day long.
Ay, teka, sabi niya, share
that to the world. Sabi ko, you know, you don't share your private stuff.
Ay, kanina nga, di ba macho dancer pa nga siya? May mga
ganun. Oh my God!
Oh, wait. The world needs to see that.
The world needs to see that.
I think the world needs to see that, guys.
Ay,
come on.
Ay, teka. Ay, one time, teka. Ito, guys, kinikilig ako noon. Sobra talaga. Nasa work ako. Subsidy. Sabi niya, wait lang just ha. Wait, hold on. Pag ganun niya, nag-send sa akin si Dee ng video na may dala kang maraming food, may flowers. Remember sa parking lot?
Yeah.
Oh no my flowers. God. Alam mo, sabi ko, di ang swerte mo talaga. Grabe. Like, wow, talagang God made in heaven yung relationship nyo. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter kung meron mang mga negative around you guys, it doesn't matter.
Those are just echoes, noise. Those are noise.
Yes.
We don't need to listen to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just to end, to help you, our message is our God is the God of second chances, you know, for her and for me as well. You know, the world can tell whatever to us of what they think we are, but the most important thing is that our God is a God of second chances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, third, fourth, fifth.
Di na, second na lang.
Second na lang.
Oh my God. Actually, yun ang sasabihin namin, i-ask namin is last message. Pero last message for each other.
Ito ba, Jessie, yung mga unspoken
words?
Meron pa ba kayong
ganun?
Yes,
meron pa ba?
Well, we tell each other every day how we feel about each other. And I always say, di pa rin ako, totoo ka ba? Parang hindi pa rin ako makapaniwala na, na ikaw ang asawa ko. You know, one of the reasons why we love sharing our story is because we want to let people know how good God is. And it doesn't matter. Like, I did not do anything. Yes, I am a believer and I do devotions and stuff like that. But you don't have to do good things in order for God to give you good gifts. So, yeah,
it's a free gift.
It's a free gift. So, that's one thing that I've learned over the years, that, you know, it doesn't matter what your state in life is. Just if you have prayers, if you have things, the deepest desires of your heart, give it to the Lord, pray to Him, ask Him. And he, if it's a good thing for you, why wouldn't He give it to you? Because He loves you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it.
Oh my God.
Love, love. Hi.
Love, love, love. Sobrang kilig.
Love, love, love.
Just... Oh my God, maraming salamat.
Thank
ha.
You.
And hopefully, girl, and Felson, please, I hope one of these days, please visit us in New York. And if we go yes. to, of course, to California, talagang pupuntahan namin kayo. Okay. And dito kayo magsa-stay, Dia. Dia,
yes,
dito kayo
sa amin. And last yeah. but not least, kasama ako dun sa movie ni Coco Martin at saka ni Jody Santa Maria. So do watch it. It's gonna be coming out this Metro Manila Film Festival. It's called Love You with an Accent.
I love
oh, kasama ka ba doon?
Yes, oo. Si, si, meron, di ba? Wait, tapos na yung ano nyo di? Tapos na yung shooting?
Oh, tapos na. We did the shooting already.
Wow, so, oh actress, actressan ka na naman. We're excited, girl.
It doesn't matter. Basta at least, di ba, nabuhay na naman si
D. Buwabalik ka na naman. That's good.
My God, thank you so much, guys. Maraming salamat. My God, it's an honor. Imagine mo, dapat ano to eh, before your wedding, pero sabi namin, God has perfect timing kasi mas maganda talaga na na-interview namin kayo after the wedding. Pinakilig nyo kami lalo. Ang mm-hmm. daming mga circus na kwentuhan. Talaga circus.
Circus talaga.
Circus Soleil and all.
Circus sa kama.
Sa kama oh. yan. I'm sure after this, may continuation to. Nako, wag mo masyadong pagurin yung kaibigan ko, Felson, ha?
Oo nga.
Oo, Diyos ko, Lord.
Ayan.
Thank you. Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Okay. Natatawa ko. May continuation na to. Diyos ko.
Oo.
Kaya bilisan na natin. Mukhang
mamaya eh.
Mukhang ano na eh.
Nakainom sila ng konti eh.
Kaya patay.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers! My God, my
Thank
God.
You mga kaogas no, for tuning God. In to this very fun and intimate conversation. And don't forget to share this video amongst your friends so they can enjoy it too. And mga kaogat, please follow our socials also in YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, and also in Kumu, Ogat in Kumu, and FYE channel in Kumu.
And sa mga TFC as well.
TFC channel, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Watching.
Yes.
Ayan. Thank you very much, Junita and Felson. Thank you for sharing with us your very inspirational love story. And we'll see you on the 4th. Ano natin? 4th engagement natin soon, diba?
In person na. Yes. In person na. Yes.
Ayan. Let's have our last toast this morning, guys.
Toast.
Yes, everyone and mga kaogat, amidst the challenges in life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it.
Over a glass or two.
Cheers. We love you guys. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you, everyone.
Patayin na yan mamaya.